Excellent. So Rami, so to begin, and the reason why I initiated this conversation is a colleague of mine informed me that he had to wait over a year and a half to have a surgical procedure. Is this common right now, given the strain on the system?
So, as has been well talked about in the media across the hospitals in the province of Ontario, staffing is very challenged right now. Our staffing was challenged in the surgical program at KHSC prior to the pandemic, but the pandemic further challenged that. And as we noticed it coming, we invested quite a significant amount of time and finances into training, orientation, and retention. And so our staffing situation in the surgical program is actually looking very good right now.
Okay, so things are actually improving as we speak.
In the surgical program.
Okay. There is, however, still, as we talked about earlier, still a long wait list for people who are looking to get procedures done right now.
That's correct. So during the pandemic, Ontario Health mandated several time periods where the procedure-based specialties had to ramp down. And as such, we were only able to address urgent, time-sensitive procedures like cancer procedures, traumas, cardiac procedures. So many quality of life procedures got put on hold. Examples of that would be orthopedic joint surgeries, gynecological procedures for bleeding or incontinence. There would be many procedures across the disciplines that experienced significant growth in wait lists. And so it definitely has worsened over the last 2 years, and we're quite challenged right now with thousands of patients sitting on the wait list.
What do you think can help improve the current situation?
I think we need to think about the future of surgical planning in an innovative and collaborative approach. So some of the things that we're doing at KHSC, as you know, we chatted that we have two official sites, the Hotel Dieu Hospital and the Kingston Hospital site. We're actually going to be increasing rooms at our ambulatory surgical center. So that will allow us to push through some of those volumes that I talked about. We've opened new surgical units that will allow us to handle overflow of patients. We're looking at improved recovery processes so that we can get patients home in a better condition faster. We have virtual monitoring at home. We're looking at innovative technologies that will help improve procedure time and length of stay. We will continue to look at different staffing models and opportunities. We're also looking at off-site surgical centers. For example, we've opened additional rooms at a place called Focus Eye, which will allow us to address some of the cataract volumes. So I think it's really looking at every and all possibilities that will allow us to, treat the greatest number of patients in our community safely and address the surgical backlog.
Okay, so there are things that are currently being done and things that are being explored to help solve this issue right now.
Yeah, we work on it every day.
Want to get your thoughts. I know just recently the alternate hospital for those medically stable and non-COVID related, I know that was recently shut down. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Are you talking about the field hospital?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah, so the intention of the field hospital was really to handle patient volumes if we were to have a significant COVID surge at KHSC. Although we had some times where we had increased number of patients with COVID, we never got to a point where we had to use that facility. But my understanding is that there was a lot of investment of equipment into that facility, and it's going to go to good use.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. And so I think that's pretty much all that we can really cover from what I can think of. So it just sounds like, just to sum it up, it's solutions are constantly being brainstormed and things are being tried, and things are, in terms of the staffing situation, it's actually doing well at this point.
Yeah, I think we're feeling optimistic that, you know, by addressing staffing and taking some innovative approaches, we really are going to be able to address the needs of our community and the larger region with which we serve.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Rami. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.